members of the commission, Secretary Hepler, Kevin Roblin here, Special Projects Coordinator with Game Fish and Parks. As Tony mentioned, John Katilik and I are going to talk a little bit about House Bill 1162 and how that has resulted into a more of an action item for the department along with the commission. You know, during the current legislative session, that bill was introduced, and it did require the department to review all rules under the commission's authority and report back to the legislature with a very detailed report as to what rulemaking authority was necessary, along with what rules could be repealed or simplified. After numerous conversations with the sponsor, like Tony mentioned, the bill was pulled from the sponsor, and the department made a commitment to conduct a thorough, open, and transparent review of all statute codes that give the Game Fish and Parks Commission rulemaking authority, along with the associated promulgated rules. So the whole objective of what we're trying to accomplish here is really to focus on rule necessity, barriers to outdoor recreational participation, simplification and cleanup of rules, and just overall opportunity. And at the end of the day, the rule review effort would be a list of rule change recommendations to the GFP Commission. And Senior Staff Attorney John Katilnik, sitting next to me here today, will be in charge and leading this effort. And I'm going to turn it over to him to give you a little more detail.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Commission members, Secretary Hepler, John Katilnik, Senior Staff Attorney for Game Fish and Parks. As Kevin said, I've been given the honor to go ahead and systematically review every single one of our rules. There's 13 subsections within our administrative code. And the plan is to work with each of the individual divisions and subsections within our divisions to go through and have working groups to look at these rules and say, is this absolutely necessary or is this redundant? Is this done somewhere else? Because as many of you know, the administrative rule process is a piecemeal of ideas being put together. And sometimes those ideas get overlapped without us even realizing maybe we have it already in place someplace else. So that is the general idea, is to go through systematically. If the commission has a preference of where they want me to start, I can certainly do that. But the idea would be to bring these in batches to the commission. Obviously, some subsections are going to be standalone subsections as far as rule packages. Chapter subsection 6, which is the hunting seasons and methods, obviously has a lot of information to digest. So that may be coming to you in two subparts or something like that. But some of the other smaller subchapters, you know, we can certainly do a couple of per commission. But that would be the idea, is to start bringing to the commission on a regular basis in the next coming months rule changes that we see that would meet the intent of what that legislation wanted to do. And you'll see some of that coming up with parks. Parks has already started to do this with simplification of their rules and just kind of getting rid of some of the ones that are more either irrelevant now or outdated. So that's the general idea. And again, if the commission has a preference of how they would like me to bring these packages, I'm obviously more than welcome to entertain that idea.
Questions or comments or suggestions? Mr. Sharp.
Commissioner Sharp here. Just a question. What was the genesis of this? Is there a rule that, particular rule, a particular issue that generated this kind of interest from the legislature? It seems like that something like this just doesn't come out of left field.
Commissioner Sharp, if I may, Kevin Roblin here again, Special Projects Coordinator. You know, one of the things that was brought to our attention was the deer license allocation proposal. And that was maybe one of the things that stemmed this discussion or escalated this discussion. I can't say for certain that was the issue. I think this representative had this idea in mind even last session. That's what he alluded to us. So it was probably a combination of different issues along the way. And that probably was the one that initiated that thought that said, hey, let's take a good hard look at rule authority.
Commissioner Sharp, if I could just add on to that as well. Speaking with the representative who brought this piece of legislation, indicated that it wasn't just our organization, our department that he was looking at. He saw this as more of a test pilot to see how he can make other departments effectively go back and look at their rules to make sure that their rules are consistent and that they're up to date and that they're user friendly. So I don't know necessarily that our department was being targeted, but We just happened to be the first department that he was looking at.
Any other questions or comments? Or thank you. So then the issue becomes, do you want to do non-meandered waters? We have 5 minutes till we have to do the public hearing.
Yes, that'd be great, Mr. Chairman. Okay.